Welcome back, and joining me today is Nowanna Ironman head boys basketball coach Gary Hollinshed. And coach, last week played three games, winning two of those three games, and overall, coach, what did you think about your team for those games last week?
It was a good week. I mean, we had a tough win at Chelsea. Got to beat a good Salina team at home that beat us twice last year. I had to go on the road to Shebo, which anytime you play three in a row, it's tough. But overall, 2-1 in a tough week is pretty good.
And those three opponents that you mentioned, Chelsea, Salina, and Shoto, all three of them are tough opponents. Getting two of those three wins last week certainly has to help your program as you head to the Caney Valley Tournament this week.
It does help. We were starting to get our legs under us a little better, starting to get a feel a little more for basketball. So it's just hopefully the transition time is starting to be over and we can start clicking now and get ready for playoffs.
Now that you head to Caney Valley for the tournament, as we air this, we've already played Copan, but on the boys' side of that tournament, there are some tough teams. I know Sperry is the top team favorite to win it, but you're also in the hunt, and there are also other teams like Liberty and also Barnstall, a team to watch.
Yeah, I think that the of course, Sperry. So anytime they're in your tournament, you're thinking, you know, it's going to be a tough tournament. But yeah, I'm impressed with Barnstall. They're starting to click. I mean, new coach coming in, it takes a while. I know I was there last year. It just takes a while for everybody to get used to things and settle in and buy in. They're doing good. I think that Chelsea game with Barnstall will be a fun game to watch. Chelsea's, you know, had a rough week, but anytime you play in the conference we're in, it doesn't get the respect statewide I think it should. But anytime you play in our conference and you have to go on the road to Shoto and Adair and come to Nowata, those are good ball clubs, and it's tough to play. So that'll be a fun game to watch. And then anytime Oklahoma Union, I think, ended up with the 5 seed. So anytime you're in a tournament where they're a 5 seed, it's going to be a good tournament.
And, of course, Oklahoma Union lost to Liberty on Monday night. But as we head to the tournament, what are your keys? What do you expect for your team, and what do you expect for them to accomplish in this week's tournament?
Well, any coach will tell you when you play a tournament, you want to win. You want to win two. You want to at least win two. And I think that we're beyond that point where we want to win two, and we've started changing our focus to winning three. And I think we're good enough. Our kids are good enough, and we're trying to switch gears on the program as a whole and not be satisfied with, you know, third place or fifth place. We want to go win championships. So expectations are to go win the whole thing, and you got to start believing in that and believing in yourself and, you know, knowing that that's a possible accomplishment for you.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you, Caney Valley Tournament.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.